Moncrief on News Talk.
A guitar has sold for $2.9 million, making it the most expensive Beatles-related piece of equipment ever sold. It may have something to do with the fact that it used to belong to John Lennon. Owen McQuayle is the owner of Some Neck Guitars in Dublin. Afternoon, Owen.
Hey, Sean.
Could you tell us a bit about this guitar that was sold?
Yeah, it's a 1964 Framus 12-string. The model was called a Hoot Nanny. And John Lennon, he used it on Rubber Soul, and he used it on the film Help and the soundtrack. And, you know, it's probably most famous for Hide Your Love Away and it was on Norwegian Wood and stuff like that. So it's just that it was used by John Lennon, I think, is the key part here.
Oh, yeah, I imagine. So, well, I suppose it probably makes a difference if that was owned by John Lennon, but also what, you know, where it was played by John Lennon. So if it was on a particularly important track, then that probably adds to the value of it as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was in the film Help, you know, so it was seen. And George Harrison played it as well. So it's a well-known guitar in them terms.
Yeah, and it's a 12-string guitar.
It is.
Yeah.
So normal guitar, most people associate 6 strings, but a 12-string guitar is almost like a double up of that, where it's you have the same set of strings but in unison. So it gives you a much bigger sound, a fuller sound. You know, it has like almost like a shimmering effect when you play it.
Yeah, and the producers of these German producers, are they still in business, or were they then particularly well known for producing 12 strings?
Well, they were known for producing a lot of guitars because, you know, it was that time when American guitars were hard to come by. So, you know, Framus, they had a fairly big stake in the market because they were making affordable guitars like electric, 12 strings, 6 strings, you know, all that sort of stuff. So they were affordable for people to be able to buy at the time.
Okay, yeah. And you weren't allowed to buy a guitar in the States and bring it into England at the time for some reason?
There was a trade embargo in the 60s between the UK and America. So getting American guitars was particularly difficult. So unless you travelled over and brought it back yourself, you know, there wasn't a huge amount of them. So that's why like Framus and Hofner and other companies, German companies, did so well and so many people used their guitars.
Okay, and I suppose it seemed that the Beatles played in Germany, they would have been aware of that.
Absolutely, yeah. So the guitars would have been everywhere when they were playing there. So they would have been well used to seeing the brand. So I don't know how John Lennon picked up the Framus in the first place, but it just might have been necessity. They needed an idea for a song or a different sound.
Yeah, because I from what I've read about this, it sounds like Lennon had it and then he gave it to somebody else and then they gave it to somebody else and, you know.
Yeah, there was a famous Scottish duo called Peter and Gordon. And I think, you know, after they finished with movie Help, I don't know what happened, but it looks like he gave it away to the pair, St. Peter and Gordon, and then subsequently they gave it to one of their road managers or somebody that was affiliated with them, and then it seems to have just gotten lost in an attic for another 50 years.
Yeah, it hasn't been played for 50 years. Would it still be playable?
Hard to know. Condition-wise, what an attic does to a guitar, especially for 50 years, you know, temperature changes, but they were fairly heavily built, the German guitars, so it probably survived okay. Mm.
Would the strings be dangerous? They'd snap and slit your throat if you hit them.
they might need a change.
Yeah. At the very least. Is it routinely the case that guitar players will have more than one guitar because there's a range of different sounds that they want to get?
Oh, yeah, like, we'd be out of business if it wasn't the case, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, a lot of people have different guitars for different sounds or different applications, and 12-string, 6-string basses, and then, you know, something as fickle as just, like, the colour of something. So, it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like anybody that is into something, they just get a lot of different stuff.
Mm. Even between two 6-string guitars, can they sound very different to each other?
Oh, yeah, yes. Especially acoustics. But it just depends on what you do with it. Like, depending what amplifiers you put it through and depending on the wood is, you know, everything makes a difference. And then you've got different types of pickups on each guitars. So, yeah, everything goes to make a guitar unique.
Yeah. So would you have people coming into you who have dozens of guitars?
Yeah. It's scary amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have more than we have in the shop.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was reading a story the other day about Sly Stone, and he was in San Francisco recording something with an engineer, and then he said, "No, the sound of this isn't right. I need my other guitar." And the engineer goes, "Well, go and get your guitar." And he says, "No, it's in L.A." So they had to fly to L.A. to record there because that's where his other guitar was.
You have a sound in your head, and you know you have a certain thing that you know a guitar will do. You know, so, you know, it's important to a certain player that he has the right instrument when he's going to make a record or play anything, really.
Yeah, so when you have musicians coming in, are they looking for an instrument that makes a particular sound, or they're looking for an instrument that makes a sound they already don't have, if you know what I mean?
Well, if you were looking to buy a 12-string, you're definitely looking for something that either you haven't got or a specific sound. But electric guitars, acoustic guitars, you know, it's just they all do something different. And then you could pick up one guitar, you could play something on it. You pick up another guitar, you wouldn't play the same way, you know. So they all have a certain thing that they give you.
Mm. And nowadays, where are most guitars manufactured?
Oh, everywhere. Like, I presume China is a very big market. Korea is another market for making a lot of kind of budget instruments. As much like Germany would have been kind of somewhat the budget brand of the 50s and 60s, Asia has kind of become that budget brand place where people buy. But all the big names are still kind of produced in the States.
Yeah, yeah, that's not surprising. Owen, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Owen McQuail there, owner of Some Neck Guitars in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.